Welcome to this guided sitting meditation. For this period of time, you may want to choose to find a relatively quiet, comfortable place in which you can sit. You could sit upon a cushion on the floor, in a relatively firm chair, or if sitting upright for longer periods of time is uncomfortable, sitting meditation could actually be done lying down. The importance being to feel relatively comfortable, to wear loose-fitting clothing that allows one to breathe comfortably. And if you are sitting upright, whether on a cushion on the floor or in a chair, choosing to adopt an attitude of being upright and dignified. Keeping those two words in mind can help you assume a proper posture for a sitting meditation. Dignified, implying that the upper torso is relatively erect, not stiff, not leaning in any direction, but upright, shoulders relatively back so that it's easy to breathe, and that one feels a certain amount of dignity in sitting here. Taking a few moments to just settle in to this posture, whichever one you've chosen, to become aware of the body sitting here, making any adjustments to bring the body upright and not slumping or leaning. Becoming aware, perhaps, of the body in this position. And as that awareness may fade to some degree, becoming more aware of the breath, of the body breathing. And as we sit today, this breath will become like an anchor, a central focus to bring us to this present moment, to leave us here, to lead us here, when perhaps our mind wanders or we find ourselves attending to other things, other times, feelings, thoughts. Remembering that the breath is always here. And in doing this meditation, it's important to embody a sense of compassion towards ourselves, patience, curiosity, noticing the times when we are judging or struggling, and letting go of judging and struggling, and simply allowing our experience to be what it is. Beginning to drop in to awareness of breathing, perhaps focused upon the sensations associated with breathing, coolness of air moving past the nostrils, down into the chest, the feeling of the expanding and contracting rib cage, the rise and fall of the belly associated with the diaphragm. And the movement of the air back out. Not breathing in any particular way, or trying to get anywhere other than where we are. Just watching the breath breathing itself. Moving in, moving back out. And in this sitting here, from time to time, we may find our minds wandering, our attention captured by something other than the breath in this moment. It might be a thought, a sound, a taste in the mouth, a smell, a sensation in the body, an itch, a tingling, something painful. There may be an emotion that arises. Simply noticing that all of these are phenomena that arise in the field of our awareness, and that we don't necessarily need to become attached to any of them. And when we find we've become attached, we can simply peel our attention off of that sticky subject or object and simply usher the attention back to this breath and this moment. In this way, the breath becomes a kind of tether or anchor or dock for our wandering attention, a place to which we can return 10 or 100 or 1,000 times, very gently but firmly, returning to the breath, returning to this moment. This sitting here. Finding our way back to the breath. You may be aware at times of commentary about your performance meditating here today. Thoughts that you're doing it well, thoughts that you're struggling with it, thoughts that you're not doing it, or that some other meditation was better than this one or worse. Seeing if we can just step back from those thoughts and be aware of them as thoughts. Simply phenomena that arise the same as a sound or a smell or a sensation that linger in our awareness and then move off, fade away, become stronger, change in some way. But always there is this breath. This moment, regardless of what comes and goes in the mind, the arising and falling away of thoughts and feelings and memories and ideas. Beneath it all is this sitting here, this breath. There will be moments in any sitting meditation when something happening within our body calls to our attention. It could be as benign as a small itch, or it could be something more challenging, pain in the knees or back or neck or someplace else. Remembering that it's not required that one sit stock still throughout the sitting meditation, but it is worthwhile to explore that possibility of remaining still, of becoming aware of a sensation and then choosing one's response. That response might be to move or shift or scratch. Or that response might be to do nothing. And the sensation could arise again, and the response might be different. And that it's not about the response, it's about the awareness of the sensation, awareness of what arises in this moment, bringing full attention to this moment and all of the aspects of it. And once we are aware of what's here, we can make a mindful choice about what's called for. Feeling the breath at the center of all of it, a place to return, to ride the wave of the breath. Feeling the breath as a kind of circular process, not a linear one, in, out, but a much more circular, a drawing of the breath in, a reaching of a peak of inspiration, aware of being in that peak and then beginning to move the breath out of the body in expiration. And the breath slowly exiting the body and reaching a point in which it's all exited. Feeling that transition point in the beginning of another inspiration. So that the breath, in essence, has no ending or beginning. Just a continual cycling, and that we can be aware of any point along that cycle at any given time. We may find ourselves attending to sounds in the environment, thinking about what we hear, interpreting, translating, associating to those sounds. Seeing if we can become a bit more like an antenna that picks up those sounds, but simply does only that. Doesn't interpret the sounds, it doesn't make sense of the sounds, it just senses the sounds. Can we experience sounds without thinking? Simply awarenessing. returning again and again to this breath. Seeing if we can remain resting in awareness of this breath and notice the arising of thoughts or sounds or sensations, simply observing them without getting caught up in them. Arising and falling away. Aware of breathing, breathing not just in the nostrils or in the mouth or in the neck or in the chest or in the belly, but breathing the entire process, this process of bringing in oxygen into the body and dispersing it throughout the body through the bloodstream. And then the reverse process of the body discarding byproducts into the oxygen, into the blood, and into the lungs, and back out in the expiration. This amazing complex process that keeps us alive, happening right here, right under our noses. Taking just a moment to acknowledge ourselves having taken this time, having made this effort, and it is an effort despite appearances to the contrary. It is an effort to be present, to cultivate an attitude of equanimity, of presence, of openness, acceptance, willingness to accept this moment as it is, because it's here. So acknowledging ourselves for having done this, for having taken this time to be present with what is here in our lives in this moment.